them richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them think them thing goes another way. Oh, when them think them thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Urban mission seems to be the only place. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them feet and tingle, the people will. One day them dead and them not dead yet. But when them feet and tingle, the people will. One day them dead and them not dead yet.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of and to the Rastafari movement. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, June the 16th, 2013. Verse 12, and the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I am not learned. The book, 5612. The book, missive. What is missive? I love to know what words mean. The word missive is a letter and epistle, a message. All right. So, the message, the letter, the document, the writing, the book, letter of instruction, written order, a book, a genealogical register. And so the universe is the original writing. The universe is our genealogical register. All that pertains to our genealogy is in the universe. We are truly quantum physics, quantum mechanics. We are truly the image of the universe and the image of the divine creator, creatress. So the book of the universe, the book of the Bible, Quran, Bhagavad Gita, Torah, these books delivered to people who are unlearned. Now, him that is not learned, returning to they who have no knowledge now, they who don't know, they who do not have the power to discern, they who do not have knowledge, they who do not have skill, they who are not wise. Look at the society, sisters and brothers. Look at how we went to they who are supposed to have the knowledge, religious knowledge, banking knowledge, political knowledge. We have gone to all of they who have been to the beautiful divinity schools. They who have been to Yale and Harvard. They who have been graduates of the banking institutions. They can't help us. Then we go to they who have no knowledge. They who are not learned. Why are they not learned? Why is it that they have no knowledge? Is it because of the system crushing education? Is it because of the system privatizing education, turning it over to the wicked bankers and the wicked corporations to continue to destroy education? And so now you have a nation full of people who are unlearned, and not just on that level. They who are unlearned and unskilled in thinking politically. We have no political strength. We go to those who have no political strength to ask them to read from the books of righteousness, and they can't. So any way you look at it, you have a condition that there are many of us who are unlearned because this is how the system wants it. But we have been driven to such desperation, and we say, read from the scriptures. Give us guidance from the universe. Give us guidance from the books of righteousness. And those who are not learned say that I am not learned, meaning I can't read from the scriptures. I can't give you guidance. Wow, this is so heavy. This is so heavy. Verse 13. Wherefore, the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips and honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Sisters and brothers, we claim to be capitalists. We claim to be lovers of democracy. We claim to be Democrats, Republicans. We claim to be Americans. We claim to be from this state or that state. We claim to be Christians, Muslims, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, Zoroaster, Krishna, Rastafari. We claim all of these pathways that one could say is from righteousness. Maybe some would not say capitalism, but the way capitalism is described by those who believe in capitalism, you would think you were hearing of a righteous system from righteousness. So the point I am making is that we all claim to love the Most High. We claim to love righteousness. The atheist, communist, we all claim to love truth and justice and righteousness. But is the reality that we are far removed from the Most High? Is it the reality that by following after Democrat and Republican, that we are removed from the Most High? Is it real? Is it the reality that we have been taught by men, by the precepts of men? Are our hearts far from the Most High? The word toward me is taught, is to learn, to teach, to exercise, to learn, to teach, to be taught, to be trained. And then it says, taught by the precept. 4, 6, 8, 7, mitzvah. It means commandment. Commandment of man, of God, code of wisdom. But it says that the precepts are the precepts of men. 5, 8, 2, men. Mortal man, person, mankind, individual. So you have the teachings of the Most High, and then you have the teachings of the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order, who control our religious institutions and control our political institutions and use pretty and beautiful language to cause us to think that we are on the righteous path, whether we claim to be Democrats or Republicans. Those Democrats and Republicans come before the TV and they cause us to think that it is wonderful to bomb and kill in Syria, in Libya, to isolate Iran, to commit cyber warfare against Iran and China, and to isolate Russia. And so, in reality, these are the precepts of men that remove our hearts of love from the principles of life and existence for all. But now our hearts are given over to isolate and destroy a sister and brother of the human family. So this condition is so terrible that the Most High says, therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people. even a marvelous work and a wonder. This work is marvelous because it looks impossible. The word marvelous, wonderful, surpassing, extraordinary, distinguishing action, the act of redeeming the poor and working class from this condition of stupidity and drunkenness and being unlearned and having our hearts fashioned after the principles and precepts and teaching of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, to turn our hearts from such condition, to redeem the poor working class masses of the people, to break the power of the wicked ruling class. This looks to us to be an impossible task, an impossible mission, an impossible work. But this is the power of the Most High. This is the power of the principles and tenets of life and existence. This universe will not tolerate forever the system of death. And so the Most High is working a marvelous work, a work that surpasses all understanding, a work on behalf of this people. This people means nation, people, members of a people, compatriots, countrymen, kinsmen, kindred. So this people is the poor and the working class masses of the people, the African Hebrew Israelite nation, the black man and woman of the Western Hemisphere on the very bottom of the system. It looks like our condition is a lost cause. But the Most High coming down to the bottom, the most bottom of the system, those sisters and brothers who are on the absolute bottom, and not just black man and woman, but brown and red and yellow and poor working class white man and woman. The Most High is working a work that is so incredible, that surpasses all of our understanding, that looks to be absolutely impossible. It says further, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. So these wise of this wicked system, these who have skill and administration and are shrewd and crafty and cunning and wily and subtle, look at how they use their intelligence, their skill, their actions. They use their skillful technical work. They use technology. They use that which is the universe and creation, but they use it in a wicked manner to maneuver us into supporting death, hell, and destruction of our sisters and brothers of the human family, to support the drug economy by joining gangs, to support the military as they go all over the earth and kill and destroy on behalf of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, to cause us to join the CIA or the NSA. You know about Snowden? I forget his first name, but his last name is Snowden. This fella was a member of the CIA and the NSA. Now, sisters and brothers, some would say the Webster Tarpley camp says this man is a triple agent being used by the wicked powers to deflect our attention and camouflage our minds by focusing on this false flag operation to divert our attention from the war in Syria. This information from Snowden and Greenwald, I believe his name is, being used to pressure Obama into putting American soldiers and boots and troops on the ground, moving harder beyond just using CIA, al-Nusra, al-Qaeda. And so, Webster Tarpley is suspicious of Snowden, and Naomi Wolf is suspicious of Snowden's narrative, and they wonder, is he being used to really give us information that we have already known? So you could say that his coming out and talking about how he was able to spy on the president, spy on anyone using email and telephone and cell phone. He came out and said that America was spying at the G8 summits. And we know that this is old knowledge. America, Britain, Israel, Russia, China, they all spy on one another. All of these embassies are really, really, how do you call it? Buildings, we would say, that are used to house the spy networks. So this information was nothing new. So using this scripture, Webster would probably say that the crafty skill, use of technology, use of cunning, wily subtleties, using this man Snowden to cause us to look at what we already know so that we don't look at the action wickedness going on in Syria. But my minister, Louis Farrakhan, he is saying that Snowden is like a follower of Christ giving up his livelihood to reveal truth about the system, maybe to his own detriment. And so I present both sides of this equation. The middle ground would be the media hypocritically holding Snowden up as if they love him and love what he is doing, but at the same time not holding up Bradley Manning, who did the same, but supporting the court system against Bradley Manning. But then look at the Republican Party and those like Peter King of New York. They would say Snowden is a traitor, and they also say Bradley Manning is a traitor, and so he does not like either one of them and probably would like to see both of them killed by the system, by the court system. And so we look at all of this and we can see how the hypocrisies pervade the government, pervade the media, pervade Democrat, Republican, and how they are all being manipulated and used skillfully to cause us to not support righteousness and truth. Now watch this. Snowden apparently has united with Julian Assange and is seeking asylum in Ecuador. But he has sought the help of Cuba, and he has sought the help of Russia, and I believe is in Russia as we speak. This man is opening up all manner of thought processes. You look at Cuba and you think of the Cuba Five and how those Cuba Five were acting on behalf of truth, justice, and righteousness, opening and revealing wicked Cubans who wanted to kill and destroy sisters and brothers in Cuba through the use of bombs and assassinations, and how these wicked Cubans who left Cuba because of the revolution that ousted Batista, these were Batista's men and women, Batista's people who were descendants of the slave master in Cuba. Now they were pushed out of Cuba by Fidel Castro and the revolution. And so the five Cubans, the Cuban Five, were in America revealing plots to kill and destroy, these plots by wicked Cubans on behalf of the CIA to kill and destroy people, taking this information to the American government and not being received with gladness, but being jailed, and have been in jail for two and three decades. And so the Cuban Five must be released. My minister, Louis Farrakhan, went over all of the political prisoners, many of them. The Cuban Five were not doing wickedness, committing wickedness, but were revealing death plots by Batista's Cubans who were ousted because of the revolution. And now the Cuban Five in jail 2 and 3 decades. But he wants to Snowden. He is seeking the help of Ecuador. And Ecuador is a nation that wants to side with the revolution in Central and South America. And we see that he is in Russia, Snowden. And we know that America does not like Russia. America does not like Ecuador. They don't like Cuba. And we know that in the G8, it was Russia under Putin who was maneuvering Russia to block America in this wicked action in Syria. And we know now that the lies told against Assad concerning the use of chemical warfare, this is a fictitious narrative to cause us to buy into the wicked action of bombing and killing and overthrowing the Assad government in Syria to destroy poor working class people. So we present all of this and we look at Turkey and the unrest in Turkey that is really connected to, I think his name is Abidjan, the prime minister or president or head of state of Turkey, using Turkey to facilitate mercenaries and killers into Syria to kill and destroy poor working class people. So we present all of this and we say that the wicked skill to use wisdom and cunning and subtleties to destroy poor working class people, to destroy sisters and brothers of the human family, all of that shall perish. Their wise men shall perish. The word perish is number 6 on the Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, avad, to perish, to vanish, to go astray, to be destroyed, to be exterminated, to be lost, to cause to perish, to cause to give up and exterminate under divine judgment. So, whether Snowden is a triple agent or not, the information he gave was true and factual, and we can use any truth and any facts. Julian Assange, whether he is a double or triple agent, we use the truth that he revealed for righteousness. Bradley Manning, we say the truth that he revealed, we use that truth. We say that we use this truth to reveal that the wisdom of the wicked ones shall perish and be put to death. We use this truth even though we knew much of this truth. There are yet many of those who will not go after this truth unless it was for Snowden and Greenwald, I believe his name is, and Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and Bradley Manning. So, Webster Tarpley, I'm with you in yet revealing what is going on in Syria and how these scandals are being used, including the PRISM scandal, the spying, NSA, using all manner of technology to confound the masses of the people. But we say that we use these facts and this that has been revealed by Snowden, Greenwald, Julian Assange, Bradley Manning, to yet with you, Webster Tarpley, focus on Syria and on Iran and on Libya and how the skillful wickedness of the wicked ones are to perish and be destroyed. So we can see Minister Louis Farrakhan's teaching and revealing that to him, Snowden is like a disciple of Christ. And so Snowden giving up all of his livelihood. And Snowden was in Hong Kong. And it is interesting to me, sisters and brothers, I used to wonder why it was that Hong Kong was under the control of Britain for a very long time, I believe for a whole century or more. How did that happen? No one could give me a straight answer. But I was listening to Elevated Places with Sister Minister Ava Muhammad. And Wesley Muhammad, one of those who does research for Minister Louis Farrakhan, was on the panel. And they were talking about the Illuminati. And they were talking about those wicked ones whose wisdom shall perish, that we are talking about in this scripture. Their works shall perish. Their wisdom shall perish. They will seek to, let me hear. Oh man, there's just so much to say. Verse 15 talks about how they seek to hide their works in the dark from the Most High. You can't hide from life. You can't hide from existence. You can't hide from the power of the Most High. These wicked ones that Wesley Muhammad was talking about, saying that Minister Farrakhan is fighting these wicked ones whose wisdom shall perish, who can't hide. But he talked about Wesley, the Sassoon family. And the Sassoon family originated the opium trade and forced opium on the Chinese in the late 1700s, early 1800s. This Sassoon family, Sephardic Jews, who united with European Jews, the House of Rothschild, and the Sassoon family with the British crown monopolized opium and forced China onto opium. And at a certain time, the Chinese revolted, rebelled, expelled the Sassoon family. But with the British crown, the Sassoon family came back and overtook China, forced the Chinese onto opium, and in the process, forced China to repay the Sassoon family and the British crown restitution for revenues lost because of being expelled out of China and the opium trade being destroyed or discontinued for the time. But when they regained control in China, forced China to pay restitution, and in the process forced China to give control over various islands in China, such as Hong Kong and other islands. And then sons of Sassoon were knighted, Edward Albert Sassoon, knighted by the British crown. And then the Sassoon family married into the Rothschild family. So you have the opium trade and the drug cartels married with the banking cartels. And then you have the Hong Kong Banking Corporation. Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation is born out of this union. And you know, in the news, this HSBC, Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation, was brought up on charges of drug cartel laundering monies for the drug cartels and laundering the monies from the so-called terrorists. And so you see the banking cartels, Rothschild, Sassoon, British crown, wicked ruling class and ruling families using wickedness, using skill to maneuver us into supporting death, hell, and destruction, to turn our hearts from righteousness, to turn our hearts from truth, to turn our hearts from the principles and power of life and existence for the human family, for the masses, to cause us to buy into this political party, this religious group, and the wickedness of dividing the human family into polytheism, meaning division in the human family, rather than monotheism. Although we are many, we are one acting as one. And these wicked ones, you didn't know this information. I'm sitting listening to Wesley Muhammad. I'm saying, wow, brother, thank you for revealing that which has been put in the dark, that which has been hidden from not the Most High, but hidden from us and hidden from the power of the Most High within us because we were unlearned. We were made to go asleep, to go to sleep, put in a deep sleep and a deep trance, and disconnected from the power of the Most High within ourselves. Therefore, this truth and this reality was hidden from us. But the scripture is telling us that the Most High is going to turn this around. And we as instruments of the Most High will come out of our sleep. That is the work of Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam, to wake us up from out of our sleep. That is the work of Rastafari movement, the work of Bob Marley, the work of Peter Tosh, Bunny Wailer, the Wailers, the work of I, Rastafari, is to wake us up from the sleep and the trance and reconnect us with the power of the Most High within, so that we may destroy this wicked system with the fire of truth within our music, within our preaching, within our coming together and thinking together. And then we become wise and we become learned and we become true Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. And we will show that these wicked ones are like potter's clay. Did they think? Verse 16 says, surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as potter's clay. The work that they have worked to turn the whole system and the universe upside down and inside out will be like potter's clay. They have thought themselves to be the potter. They have thought themselves to be the Most High. But they will be revealed to only be clay, to be collapsed and then reshaped and reformed in the way of the Most High. That is the desire. But we are being reshaped and reformed into knowledge and wisdom and understanding of the Most High. And we will do this work and we will be successful. And the Most High will do this great and wonderful and incredible work that is beyond understanding, beyond our capacity within our mental construct to believe that it could be done. But sisters and brothers, Minister Louis Farrakhan on the 22nd of June began to say that the political prisoners will be set free. Jamil Alameen, Asata Shakur, Mumia Abu-Jamal, Leonard Peltier, the Cuban Five, and all of we who are held captive by this Babylon system. And Bob Marley said night and day, get up and stand up. And we Jah people can make it work. Come together and make it work. This work is being done and will be done. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah. Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, people. Come on, Bob Marley. We're waiting on you, brother. Come on, music, as we cut out. This is the movement of Jah, Rastafari, Selassie I, people. We're having technical difficulties, sisters and brothers. We're having difficulties that are technical in nature. I guess I'm just going to have to cut this tape off because my music won't come. But I want the music to come. And I have something to say until the music comes. This movement, this work that we are doing, and this is a little humor in this, and beautiful people may be laughing, but this is what we deal with when we deal with technology. Is the music coming? I guess the music is not coming, sisters and brothers. So let's go ahead and cut off. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the movement of Jah people.